USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two women were stabbed while waiting for a bus in Pittsburgh. Police Chief Scott Schubert.
Struck the woman, stabbing her, and then turned around and stabbed another person. The officer took immediate action.
The officer was able to apprehend the suspect. The first woman died at the hospital. The other is expected to recover. The attack came just hours after a man with two machetes went on a deadly stabbing spree in Garden Grove and Santa Ana, California. He first stabbed and killed two men in an apartment building. The suspect stabbed a woman in an insurance office, and she survived. He then went to a gas station and stabbed a man there and nearly sliced off his nose. He then killed someone at a Subway shop, and then he stabbed and killed a security guard outside of the 7-Eleven. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Gun control legislation front and center in light of the two recent mass shootings over the weekend in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Published reports indicate NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre reportedly speaking with President Trump after he expresses public support for a background check bill. LaPierre reportedly telling the president the legislation, in his opinion, would not be popular among Trump supporters. Now, the president reportedly open to endorsing extensive background checks, the president telling reporters this week there is a great appetite for it.
Let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it, and Democrats want to do it.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a big rally to tell you about, the Dow gaining 371 points to close at 26,378. The Nasdaq up 176 points. The S&P 500 up 54 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In USA Entertainment News, something's going to be missing at this year's Emmy Awards. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The Oscar ceremony went without a customary MC this year, and its ratings actually ticked up. Now the Emmys is following suit with a decision not to have a host at the September 22nd presentations, according to executives at Fox Entertainment. They haven't explained exactly why they made the decision. It's the first time the Emmys will be hostless since 2003, when the show was also on Fox. The Emmys did go without a host, though, back in 1998 on NBC and back in 1975 on CBS. ABC's host-free Oscars actually did tick up in the ratings when Kevin Hart dropped out of the hosting gig after his years-old homophobic tweets resurfaced. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Air Force launching its fifth satellite in a new communications network.
The Atlas V rocket by United Launch Alliance blasted off from Launch Complex 41 at Cape Canaveral. Lockheed Martin has been building the new satellite communications network for the military called Advanced Extremely High Frequency. Lockheed Martin has been building the new satellite communications network for the military. The Air Force says the network provides secure and jam-resistant communications for ground, sea, and air units of the military. It also provides communications to Canada, Britain, the Netherlands, and Australia. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.